Meseches Kelim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Mecha, a boiler, which was a large earthenware vessel used to heat water on a fire. Shetfalei, that was covered or coated, b'chaymer, either with mortar, uvecharzis, or with potter's clay. Hanegeah b'chaymer, so if it was covered with chaymer and something came into contact with that chaymer, tamei, it will be tamei. Uvacharsis, but if it came into contact with the potter's clay, tar, it'll be tar. The reason is because mortar will serve to insulate and protect the vessel, and so it's considered an essential part of it. On the other hand, the charsis, the potter's clay, would not stick to it as well, wouldn't adhere as well, and it would actually crumble off after being heated. So therefore, it wasn't considered really a part of the keli. Kumkum, a kettle, a different kind of vessel used to heat water. Shenika, that developed a hole in it. Vasai bezefes, and then you plug that hole with pitch. So Rabbi Yaisi mitar. Rabbi Yaisi says it is tahar she'ena yachal akabel es achamim katzainen, because it can no longer hold hot liquids like cold liquids, because pitch, when it's in contact with hot water for an extended period of time, will melt, and the plug will melt away, and you'll have that hole again. Dechein haya oimer bichli zefes, and so he would say with regard to any keli that was plugged or covered with pitch. Kli nechayshus, for example, a copper keli, which is ordinarily used for heating on a fire, shezafasan, that was covered in pitch, tahirin, is going to be tar, because the pitch is not really the essential part, because you're going to put the copper pot on the fire, the pitch is going to melt away. However, ve'im liyayin, if the pitch was put on for yayin, back in the day they did some very interesting things to preserve wine, which included covering or coating the inside of vessels with pitch, then we would say tmeim, there the pitch is an essential part of the keli and is considered tame. Mishnah Ches. Chavis shenikva, if a barrel develops a hull, vasa bezefes, and you plug it up with pitch, but you used yasser mitzarka, an excessive amount of pitch, more than you needed. So hanegei betzarka, if you come into contact with the necessary part of the pitch that was necessary to plug the hull, tame, that will be enough to transfer tuma to whatever object comes into contact with that. Yasser mitzarka, but if it came into contact with the part of the pitch that was excessive, tahar, then it will remain tahar. Zefes, pitch, shenatfa al hachavis, that was dribbled onto or dripped onto the outside of a barrel. You might coat the inside of a barrel to help preserve wine that was in it back in the day, but if it spilled on the outside of the barrel, that served no purpose. So therefore we say hanageba, anything that comes into contact with that, tahar, is going to be tahar. Mashpech, a funnel, shel eitz, of wood, b'shel cheretz, or of earthenware. Shepekakai bezefes, that you plugged it, so you plugged the little bottom of the funnel with pitch. So Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah metamit. Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah says, that's it, you've created a keli, because now it has a base kibul, so it's tamit. Rabbi Akiva metame b'shel eitz. Rabbi Akiva says, if it's from wood, it'll be tame umetar b'shel cheretz. But if the funnel was made of cheretz, of earthenware, it would be tahar. There are two possible reasons for Rabbi Akiva. One is that the cheres funnel has a very smooth finish. Remember, when we say we will plug a chavis, the hole in a chavis with pitch, that would be tame. But the reason there is that the pitch will bind and will adhere very well to the broken part of the chavis because it's rough. However, when you're plugging the hole of a funnel, you're plugging a very smooth part. The funnel wasn't cracked or anything, so it still has that smooth finish that it gets when you take it out of the kiln. So therefore, the plug is not going to stick as well. A different explanation, however, is that Rabbi Akiva holds that a plug on a funnel, since it's ultimately going to be removed, is almost never going to make it a keli, but he makes an exception for wood. Why? Because pitch, which is derived from plants, is of the same min, is of the same species as the wood of the funnel, and therefore in that case it'll all be considered one piece and therefore a keli. And then you have Rabbi Yaisi, Mitar Bishneim. Rabbi Yaisi says that both of them, both whether it's made of wood, whether it's made of cheres, it's going to be tar. Why? Because it's a plug in a funnel. You're always going to end up taking the plug out of the funnel.